Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Victoria. I'm back finally after a little hiatus. I was on the hiatus because I was moving. I was moving and there was a lot going on, so I just couldn't focus on giving you guys awesome information to help you get to where you need to be in your life. So I apologize. But it was for the best, and Tree took over and did some shows while I was gone. But I'm back, and I'm ready to go. So tonight, I figured we can talk about how to obtain those goals that we set, like what you really need to do to become successful, to get that job, to get that next, you know, step in your life that you want, love, money, either way, you know, anything that you've set your sights on to obtain in your life, how can you really do it, you know, and what are the steps that you need to take, and how do you need to have your mind set? Because, you know, it's not just pure luck that you obtain things that you want in life. It's just not like it's given to you on a plate. You know, it's not something that all of a sudden, you know, God just plants in your face. You know, it's a lot of it is, you know, the laws of attraction, you know, having faith in what you want, having trust that it's going to happen, allowing it to happen in good time, and just preparing yourself in general to be able to obtain these goals, right? So I wanted to share some the growth that I've had over the past 4 years. Today, April 7th, 2016, marks 4 years that I've been riding horses. I know that sounds like such a feat, but yet you're like, well, why does it make a difference? Well, 4 years ago was when I realized that my life purpose was with horses. I didn't really know what it was, where, how. I just knew it was with, you know, and I was just like, you know what? What I'm going to do is take that first step and start to learn to ride, right? So I just started to learn to ride. I don't know if anyone of you know, but anything dealing with horses, you know, the equestrian arts is very, it can be very pricey. It could be very expensive. Getting the gear, the clothing, the upkeep on the horses. I mean, God, you can spend so much, so intensely much on it. And I really didn't think it was obtainable, you know. I was like, there's no way I could afford to do this, you know. But I had the faith that I was pushed to start learning because it was part of my purpose. So I'm like, well, I wouldn't be pushed to do something I wouldn't be able to do. So with an open mind, I started signing up for lessons, you know, one lesson a week. I figured, you know, I have school where I ride. It's like six lessons and for, you know, $350. So I was like, all right, let's see if I could afford to do that. So six lessons is like a month and a half. Let me tell you, within the first 3 months of riding, I got so addicted. I mean, Jesus, I would go to the class. I would look forward to class, get there on Saturday, so excited, like almost butterflies in my stomach, excited. I'd get there, I'd ride, and then the class was over. I'm like, damn it, now I got to start the countdown again until I start riding on Saturday again. And I used to pray, oh, my God, please, God, let there be beautiful sunny weather. Please don't rain. Please don't snow. Thank you so that my day will, you know, I'll be able to ride because I look forward to it so much. And I really just, you know, I had the open mind, and my mind was open that I wasn't led to do something that I was going to fail at, you know. And I don't mean fail as in not being able to, like, ride, or, but fail as in led to do something where I put a lot of money and investment of time, energy, passion into something that really meant something, you know, and then have it not work out. So I trusted the fact that this was the path I was supposed to go. Okay, I also had a lot of, you know, visualizing, you know, me riding, visualizing, you know, being successful, you know, so I did do a lot of visualization as well, you know, and each time that I rode, each time the day was beautiful, each time I had a really good experience, you know, I thanked the angels, the gods, I am, you know, whoever you choose to believe in as your higher power, I really truly was grateful for that experience. You know, and that's one thing I carried throughout this whole thing is just I was grateful for every little teeny bit of success, you know. So I kind of knew I need to work with horses, but I wasn't quite sure. And so over time, I realized that, you know, I had this ability to speak with animals. You know, I also realized that part of my soul's purpose was to work with animals and helping others, you know, with their self-esteem. So I'm like, yeah, I want to do that, you know, and help boost them because I really feel that horses have an energy that helps heal people. I mean, that's why they have a lot of rehabilitation centers and places where they have people with mental disorders or, you know, who are mentally retarded or have Down syndrome or whatever, excuse me, whatever the case may be, that they go and they're able to function while they're riding a horse, and it's healing. So I'm like, well, I want to do that. But then at the time, I'm like, well, I just started learning riding. How am I going to be teaching people to ride or helping kids? Like, I don't get it. And I remember telling Tree, I'm like, I just don't get it. But, you know, I always trusted that there's going to be an end result that was going to end, you know, that, you know, I was going to obtain that goal at some point. I just didn't see how it could happen right now. I was like, oh, I don't see how it could happen now. But, you know, I had created a business plan for my, you know, business that I want to have where I'm doing, you know, trail rides for veterans or people with like kind of like post-traumatic stress disorder, things like that. So I kind of did a vision of what I was going to do as an end result. You know, I'm going to have this property, I'm going to go live on it, I'm going to train horses, have like a business where, you know, we're doing lessons. And I really like just sat there and I visualized what I wanted. You know, because now it became more clear to me as I'm going through. And this is probably about a year into riding. I was just like, yeah, this is what I want to do. You know, I remember working on it with Tree a little bit. I was like, yeah, I have this idea. And then I'm like, well, but I don't really know how it's going to happen because, you know, I don't have the business that I'm working with. You know, and, you know, Tree was like, well, you know, you're going to get your own horse. I'm like, are you crazy? I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be getting a horse. I'm like, come on. There's no opportunities for it. You know, I don't see it, whatever. But I was open to it. So I was like, okay. Because, you know, I do trust in the fact that, you know, I'm led on the right path. So lo and behold, probably a year and a half in September, 3 years ago, I got my horse, Sky. And I was like, holy crap, I own a horse. I was like, this is exactly what I wanted. I wanted to have a horse. And so I have a horse now. You know, freaking out because I'm like, Trey, is this really what I'm supposed to do? I'm like, because, like, it feels right. I mean, the opportunity literally was just, like, shown to me. And it came at a perfect time. And she's like, yes, it is. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I still don't know how I'm going to do this business. She's like, don't worry. I'm like, I will, you know, and I kept on visualizing it. So, excuse me. Over the next 2 years, so we're talking about 3 years into riding, my relationship with the owner of the barn has gotten better. You know, he sees me as not just an adult who just wants to ride for the sake of just riding. You know, he sees that I have passion. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, we've had our bumps and bruises, you know, and I think it's just due in part in settling the situation on like kind of like arranging the ducks in a row. You know, I had to prove myself to him just as much as he had to prove himself to me in a way. And I'm not saying prove like, you know, you got to prove you're better than me or whatever. I'm saying proving as in like finding worth in each other, trusting, believing in philosophies and stuff. You know, he found out I was taking classes on, you know, horsemanship so that I would be able to take care of my horse better. So I wasn't just a person who owns a horse that might be stupid, and I'm stupid in a nice way, I guess ignorant in horsemanship and would be just one of those pain in the butt cheek type boarders that wouldn't really know what, you know, what they're doing. And I think it gained some kind of credibility with him that I was trying to do what's right, and it was aligned with his philosophy. So that's year three of riding. You know, and it just so happened that probably starting around August of last year, guess who's starting to teach classes? Yep, that's right, this girl. So now what seemingly seems like not ever going to happen is happening. I'm teaching girls and boys, young girls and boys, sometimes some adults, the basic foundations of riding. So I'm taking their fear, you know, stricken selves who want to ride but not realize that, you know, the horse wiggles and holy crap, they move, and I'm like, I don't want to fall, to someone by the end of the day being confident and getting their balance correct and enjoying and having fun, you know. And one of my first students that I actually helped, she has ADHD and some other type, maybe even autism or something, but she's on like a patch of medicine and stuff. And it turns out that she doesn't want anyone else to teach her except for me. So it was a little hard because I had to figure out what worked for her, but now she's able to ride independently in classes by herself, which before was just not going to happen. So now I'm teaching kids. I'm teaching kids about their self-esteem and riding, which is part of my goals that I had 3 years ago. Who would have guessed, right? But the thing is about it is that I trusted that it was going to happen at some point, okay? Some point in my life, I knew my end result was that I was going to be teaching riding. So now I teach on Saturdays at the barn. I teach the private lessons. So essentially, I teach the beginning classes to the kids, and they have three classes before they're released out into the group, you know, scenario. And I think by proving to the owner that, you know, the kids that I'm teaching are coming with very strong foundational skills, and they're able to ride quickly on their own versus having someone guide them all the time. And it's fun. I get so much joy out of seeing people enjoy the same things that I do, the same passion with horses and understanding them and getting to know how the relationship is between horses and the person, right? So, okay, so I'm getting closer. Do you see how this is slowly building? Do you know what I mean? Like, from someone who never rode 4 years ago to 3 years ago now, I'm teaching, right? So, lo and behold, as the story gets thicker, you know, I moved out of my apartment, and now I'm in this townhouse, so I'm moving up in the world. Well, granted, it's not on my property, because idealistically, what I want to do is own property, so I can manage horses, and then have my parents on the property, you know, because I want to take care of my parents, because I don't want them ever to have to live in any kind of old folks' home ever, period. I just don't want that. Another topic for another conversation. Anywho, so I, you know, my relationship with the barn owner has gotten exponentially awesome. And I say that because he looks at me more as an asset than just an older rider. You know, I'm helping him with his business. I've created cards and some marketing ideas to help bring in more business. I've created, you know, jackets and things to bring in some profit and also use it for marketing. So it's like now he's allowing me to kind of help him with the business. I'm like, cool, right? The other day, not too long ago, he's been dropping some hints and ideas that he actually wants to expand. So I'm like, okay, cool, you know. I'm like, hey, if you happen to have a little house on your property, you need to have someone to, you know, work the horses, let me know, I'll do it, you know, I'll quit my job, you pay me, I'll live there. You know, and he knows that my end result, I want to do and work with horses. So he knows that. So recently he was just like, yeah, you know, this property that I'm going to have is going to house like 30 horses. And, you know, there's like a 4,000 square foot house. And then there's like this little cottage. And he's like, I know you probably want the little cottage. I'm like, well, yeah, that would be cool. And he's like, so I asked him, I'm like, well, are you moving? Like, are you moving from here and getting rid of this place? He's like, no. He's like, I told you I'm expanding. I'm like, so you're not going to move over there? He's like, no. He's like, but you already said you wanted the small house, so I'm not going to give you the 4,000 square foot house. I'm like, what? So he's already thinking about having me help him with the expansion. So I'm going to live on a property with a house, taking care of horses. So this is year four, ladies and gentlemen. Year four that if you thought about it, 4 years ago, I wanted to work on a property, working with horses, working with people and their self-esteem, helping them find the passion that I have in horses and letting them grow as a person is happening. Do you see that? Like, it's lining up so perfectly. But the key is that I'm not pushing. I'm not forcing something to happen because I want it to happen quicker than it is. And I think the biggest takeaway with this conversation for tonight is that you have to not force the circle peg into the square peg hole. Okay? So I have a very dear friend who wants to work with dogs, but she wants to kind of do it now. And I'm like, well, it's not really the time now. Because if it was the time now, you would have those opportunities come to you at the right time and you could actually leave your job now. I said, if you leave your job in haste because you want to force the starting of this, you know, adventure with the dog sooner, what could happen is that you might not be able to start your business sooner. You might not get the opportunities you need to build the business, and you might fail because you're forcing it to happen sooner than it's divinely supposed to happen, right? So, you know, I had a conversation. I said, don't worry, don't job yet. I said, but start looking for places where you take classes on training dogs or, you know, volunteer with a rescue or, you know, something simple that starts you on the path towards working with the dogs, right? So that was a conversation probably a couple months ago. And just recently she said, yeah, you know, I was in Petco just talking to somebody. And, you know, the person who works there, and I mentioned how I want to get into training. And they said, well, you know, we do have openings for a trainer that's either part-time or full-time. And she's like, oh, but I don't know anything about training dogs yet, but I just want to. I want to learn. And she's like, well, guess what? We train you to do the training. I mean, do you see that? Do you see what's happening here, people? So whereas before she was trying to push it to happening and she was getting frustrated, she was a little sad, probably a little depressed too that it wasn't happening as fast as she wanted. So she just sent it out to the universe that her goal in her life is to be able to work with dogs. And guess what? The opportunities are coming. Do you know what I mean? But it's coming in divine time. So part of this thing about meeting people, you know, love of your life, obtaining that financial security that you want, maybe getting the perfect job, whatever your goal is to obtain, put it out there that you're going to obtain it, but allow it to happen at the right time. Okay? Visualize what you want. Constantly dream. I would, you know, if I were you and I had a big dream about something, I'd be journaling the crap out of it. Be like, well, today I want to name all the horses that I'm going to have. You know, or draw up like architectural designs of how I want to have the barn set up, you know, or just anything. Like, write your dreams down on a piece of paper and just constantly put it down and let that be your journal of what's going to happen, you know. And what will be most interesting and entertaining for yourself is to have that same experience as I'm experiencing now, where I know what I wanted 4 years ago and how close I am to the end result that I've been dreaming about, okay? And just be grateful for the small little nuggets of awesomeness that takes you that couple steps forward towards that goal. So now that I'm working with, you know, the barn owner and I'm very happy with it, I'm grateful that my relationship with him is so good that I'm experiencing these things. I'm grateful to be able to have the time and the energy to go and do these wonderful things with these horses and these kids. Grateful. Have gratitude, you know. And then, you know, I do a lot of prayer at night. I meditate, you know, and it's the same thing with visualization. Visualize what's going to happen, you know. Talk to the angels and to your spirit guides to help guide you. You know, a lot of times when I'm praying, I'm just like, please, thank you so much for, you know, the little pushes and the shoves towards the right direction. You know, I'm very grateful that you're helping me guide towards the right decision so I could get to my end result and the end goal, you know. And that gratitude is a positive thing that puts out, you know. And granted, I would love it to happen, like, tomorrow, you know. I'd like to be able to not have to wake up and work where I work and be around horses more often. But you know what? It's not the right time. But, I mean, today is not the right time to leave that job. But I feel it's coming soon. And I feel it's coming soon because there's been the lining up of the little pieces to get it together, to get closer to that end result is becoming more and more clearer, where I'm seeing all the ducks are being put in a row as they should. Okay. So creating success in your life takes a couple things. Okay. First, you should always moving and exercising towards the goal. So for me, exercising means that I go out there and I do the riding, I get myself healthy, I get myself mind, body, spirit balanced, okay? So you got to love yourself, all of it, inside, outside, upside down, in order to love others. Do you know what I mean? So if you have negative problems with yourself, self-esteem, your ego dominates your life versus your higher self, those are things you need to correct and fix first before even, you know, things will start being put into place. Okay? Visualize what you want. Plan it. Journal it. Make a little, you know, I love me. Make a dream, like, map, I guess they call it. Cut out pictures of things that you love, that you want to have part of this end goal. And just constantly put it out there that this is where you want to go. This is it. You know, and visualize it every day. You could, when you're daydreaming in the car, visualize what you're going to be doing, what kind of car you want to drive, you know, what's your house going to look like when you're at this, you know, the final stages. You know, visualize the man you want, you know, all of it. Be grateful for all the little nuggets of information, the pushes, the shoves, the opportunities, the people you meet, you know, just by being excited about what you want to do in your life and telling others about it. Who's to say that the person you sit there and boast about your ideas and your concepts to might be that one person that be like, you know what, I'm going to help you get there. So I may be talking to strangers about my desire to open up my own business. Who's to say that person might be someone who's looking for someone to invest in, who has a dream and a purpose that aligns with something that they want to help someone with? You never know. So get excited. Talk to people. You know, just show enthusiasm about it because you know what? That's going to attract the right people. Just like, you know, when you're in a grumpy, crappy mood, you seem to attract others who are in a grumpy, crappy mood. So when you're in a happy mood and motivated and excited about a passion that you want to do, whether it's, you know, a job, whether it's wanting to find the perfect house, maybe even meeting the right person, the love of your life, have passion about it and talk about it. You know, like, oh, I'm going to meet the man of my dreams. He's going to be right around that corner. You know, and just tell people that you're friends with, you know, on a daily basis. So be open and honest about it, you know, and be grateful, like I said, about all the little nuggets you get. It's very important to be grateful for the air you breathe, for the roof over your head, the food on your table, for the experiences, good and bad, you get, for having a job. I don't care whether you work at McDonald's or whether you work for the government. You have a job. You have income. You know, there's people that don't, you know, so be grateful for it. I'm grateful that I have shoes to put on my feet. Now, I probably would want to have some more shoes because I love shoes, but I'm grateful that I have these things, you know, and it's the gratitude that is sent back out to the universe so that you receive more abundance in return, you know, and just make sure that no matter how busy you get, no matter what kind of day you have, give yourself time for yourself. You know, I have a theory, you know, and maybe this is why things have worked out for me, but I've always wanted to give time for myself to be me. I never want to be in a relationship where I have to give everything up that's about me for someone else. Do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have to give up who you are to be in a relationship. You know, you should always be complementary to each other. So when I actually get married, my husband and I are going to have this agreement like, hey, I'm going to ride horses. I'm not giving this up for you. But you can have that hobby that you love to do, that you're passionate about to do, and you do your hobby. And then we'll meet up in the middle, we'll talk about our great day, and then we'll spend time together. So everyone needs their own time, you know, their own time to meditate, to just visualize. That's when you can do all your visualizations or your journaling. But just, you know, meditate. Meditate and really put out to the universe what you want. And it will happen. I mean, I'm living proof. I mean, Therese told me this numerous times. I'm living proof that by trusting that things will work out the way it is planned, because, you know, I believe fully that we all have a soul's plan, you know, that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in divine time. I'm open and receptive to all the opportunities that come to me that help point me to that direction, and I believe that I will obtain this goal. I believe it. So just that alone has gotten to where I am today. So who knew 4 years ago today that I would be teaching kids and adults how to ride horses, I'd be helping manage this barn, this riding school, you know, I'd help, you know, with the marketing. Who knew I would be even doing that? Who knew I'd be almost possibly really closely going to be living on a property to help? And that's what I want. 4 years, people. It took 4 years so far to get to this level. But you know what? It's okay. If it took 6 years, I would be just as grateful for all the opportunities and experiences I've had thus far. Okay? So be grateful. Be humble. Be open. You know, and remember to suppress your ego. The ego wants you to do it now, and get paid the $8 trillion. I mean, if I do get a job working on a barn, managing the horses, I could tell you this much, my salary will be cut in half. I don't think they would nearly pay as much as like I'm getting paid now working with the government. But I could tell you this much, doing my passion, it wouldn't matter. I would be happy. I'd be happy waking up early in the morning to go take care of the horses. Being around their energy is just would make me the happiest person alive. And so you know what? The financial part is just going to come. It's going to balance out, and I'm going to have enough to live. I'll have be enough to be able to travel, and I'll have enough to do what I need to do. But I'm going to be working, doing something I love. And that's most important to me. Okay? So I hope you enjoy tonight's show. I will be doing this again every Thursday, 8 p.m. You can always go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the downloads if you can't listen to it tonight. You can check out angelcoaches.org, the Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Angel Coaches, and just check out all the sites that you know we have with Angel Coaches where you'll see blogs and information about the shows. Post commentary for me at angelcoaches.com or on Facebook. Either way, just give me a sign and signal that you've got this message and you want to share your cool experiences. That's awesome, too. But I'm here for you guys. I want you guys to obtain your goals and be happy. Our life here on Earth is meant to be happy. It's the ego that likes to derail us from that goal, and it sucks. So, y'all have a wonderful evening. I will see you next Thursday, same time, same channel, and I hope you have a great now. All right? So I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.